Mystery, the Book of Revelation. The Book of Revelation has been a source of fascination and mystery for centuries. Written by the Apostle John, exiled on the island of Patmos, it presents a vivid and often terrifying vision of the end of the world, the final battle between good and evil, and the ultimate victory of Christ. It is a book filled with symbols, allegories, and apocalyptic imagery. The four horsemen, the beast, the dragon, the seven seals, and the New Jerusalem. But what if Revelation was more than just a vision of things to come? What if hidden within its verses was a mystery, a secret that had remained undiscovered for millennia? What if John's vision was not merely prophetic, but a puzzle to be solved, with clues that stretched across history, waiting to be unlocked by someone in our time? This is the story of that mystery and the quest to unlock its secrets, a journey that leads a modern-day scholar, a brilliant archaeologist, and an unsuspecting pastor deep into the heart of Revelation's enigma. Their search takes them across continents and through ancient manuscripts, secret societies, and long-lost relics. At the heart of it all is the key to Revelation's mystery, a key that could either save the world or unleash unimaginable chaos. Chapter 1. The Letter. The small study room in the back of the library was dimly lit, the only light coming from a single lamp on the desk. Dr. Amelia Sinclair was hunched over an ancient manuscript, its brittle pages spread carefully before her. She was one of the foremost experts in ancient languages and biblical archaeology, and she had spent years studying the most obscure texts from early Christianity. Yet nothing had prepared her for what she found that evening. It had started with an innocuous letter, delivered in the usual stack of mail to her office at the university. The envelope had no return address and bore no markings other than her name, neatly typed in block letters. Inside was a single piece of paper with a brief, cryptic message. "Look beyond the seals. The truth lies beneath the fourth." No signature, no further explanation. At first, she dismissed it as a prank or some kind of cryptic joke from one of her students. But curiosity got the better of her. She had spent the next few days researching, poring over the Book of Revelation, rereading familiar passages, and trying to decipher the meaning of the letter. The reference to the seals led her to the seven seals in Revelation, but what intrigued her most was the mention of the fourth. The fourth seal was a chilling one, the pale horse, its rider named Death, and Hades following close behind. It was a symbol of destruction, chaos, and mortality. But what did it mean that the truth lies beneath the fourth? As Amelia studied the text again that evening, something in the ancient Greek manuscript caught her eye, a small mark, almost imperceptible, just beneath the passage describing the fourth seal. It wasn't in the original version of the text that she was familiar with, nor did it appear in any of the later translations. It was as if someone had subtly altered this particular manuscript centuries ago. Carefully, she ran her fingers over the mark, her heart pounding. It looked like a hidden character, a single symbol concealed beneath the words. It wasn't Greek. It wasn't even Latin. It was something else entirely. She felt a thrill of excitement mixed with apprehension. Could this be the key to the mystery hinted at in the letter? Determined to find out more, Amelia packed up her notes and the manuscript, slipping them into her bag. She would need help, someone with an understanding of both the ancient and the modern world. There was only one person she could think of who fit that description: Professor Daniel Hartwell, an old colleague and a renowned archaeologist who had recently returned from a dig in the Middle East. But as she was about to leave the library, something made her stop. She turned, feeling a presence behind her, though no one was there. Her eyes scanned the empty room, but she saw nothing unusual, just the faint sound of the wind outside and the distant hum of the city beyond the walls. Shaking off the eerie feeling, she made her way out of the library, determined to begin her investigation into the mystery of Revelation. Little did she know that she was about to embark on a journey that would take her far beyond the bounds of her academic world and into a centuries-old conspiracy that had been hidden in plain sight, waiting for someone like her to uncover it. Chapter 2. A Hidden Past. The next morning, Amelia found herself standing at the door of Professor Hartwell's office. The place was cluttered with artifacts from various dig sites, pottery, scrolls, fragments of ancient tools. Daniel Hartwell had a reputation for being eccentric, but his brilliance was undeniable. He had a knack for uncovering the most obscure and forgotten elements of history and piecing them together into a coherent narrative. If anyone could help Amelia unravel the mystery, it was him. "Amelia, what a surprise," Daniel greeted her with a warm smile, pushing aside a stack of papers to make room on his desk. "What brings you here? Something about the Dead Sea Scrolls, perhaps? Or maybe you're looking to join me on another dig?" She smiled faintly, her hands nervously fidgeting with the strap of her bag. "Not exactly. I need your help with something unusual." Daniel raised an eyebrow, intrigued. "Unusual, you say? I'm all ears." Amelia reached into her bag and pulled out the manuscript she had been studying the night before, carefully laying it out on his desk. She explained the letter she had received, the strange mark beneath the fourth seal, and her theory that it might be a hidden clue. Daniel listened intently, his expression shifting from curiosity to deep concentration as she spoke. "Look beyond the seals," he muttered, his fingers tracing the faint mark on the page. "Whoever sent this letter knows something. Something important. This isn't just a simple academic puzzle." "What do you think it means?" Amelia asked. Daniel leaned back in his chair, his eyes scanning the room as if searching for answers among the clutter. "The fourth seal is one of the most terrifying images in Revelation. Death and Hades, riding together. It represents the final stages of destruction before the end. But what if there's something more to it? Something that's been hidden for centuries, waiting for the right person to find it?" Amelia nodded. "That's what I've been thinking. But I don't know where to start. The symbol isn't in any language I recognize, and the manuscript itself is unlike anything I've ever seen." Daniel stood up abruptly, pacing the room. "I've seen something like this before. Years ago, in a monastery in Greece, there was an old text, ancient, predating most known versions of Revelation. It had similar markings, hidden within the text, but the monks there wouldn't let me examine it closely. They said it was too dangerous, that it contained forbidden knowledge." "Forbidden knowledge?" Amelia repeated, her voice barely a whisper. "What do you mean?" Daniel turned to face her, his eyes dark with intensity. "There are stories, legends really, that some early Christian texts were deliberately hidden because they contain secrets about the nature of the end times. Secrets that, if revealed, could change everything we know about Revelation." Amelia felt a chill run down her spine. She had always believed that the mysteries of Revelation were meant to remain unsolved, that they were part of the divine plan. But now, faced with the possibility of unlocking a hidden truth, she wasn't sure what to think. "What do we do next?" she asked, her voice steady but laced with apprehension. Daniel smiled, the glint of adventure lighting up his eyes. "We follow the trail, of course. We're going to Greece." Chapter 3: The Monastery of Secrets. The journey to Greece was long and exhausting, but Amelia and Daniel wasted no time once they arrived. The monastery Daniel had spoken of was perched high in the mountains, an isolated place that had remained largely unchanged for centuries. It was built into the cliffs, its ancient stone walls overlooking the sea below. The air was cool, tinged with the scent of wild herbs and the distant sound of waves crashing against the rocks. As they approached the entrance, Amelia felt a sense of foreboding. The monks who lived here had guarded their secrets for generations, and she wasn't sure how they would react to their presence. But Daniel seemed undeterred, his usual confidence guiding him forward. A tall, bearded monk greeted them at the gate, his face weathered but kind. He was dressed in simple robes, his hands clasped in front of him as he bowed slightly in welcome. "Peace be with you, travelers," he said in Greek. "What brings you to our humble monastery?" Daniel stepped forward, speaking in the monk's native tongue. "We come seeking knowledge, Father. We are scholars, searching for ancient wisdom, specifically regarding a manuscript we believe to be housed within your walls." The monk's eyes narrowed slightly, though his expression remained calm. "Our library is not open to outsiders, I'm afraid. The texts we guard are of a sacred nature, and they are not to be disturbed." Amelia, sensing an opportunity, stepped forward and spoke softly. "We understand, Father, but we believe that what we seek may hold the key to a great mystery, one that could benefit all of mankind. We ask only for a chance to examine a single manuscript, to see if it contains the answers we seek. The monk regarded them for a long moment, his gaze searching their faces. Finally, he nodded slowly. Very well. I will take you to the abbot. He will decide whether or not to grant your request. They followed the monk through the narrow corridors of the monastery, the walls lined with icons and candles flickering in small alcoves. The air was thick with the smell of incense, and the soft chanting of the monks echoed in the distance. Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that they were walking into something far bigger than they had anticipated. The abbot's chambers were at the heart of the monastery, a simple room with a large wooden desk and shelves lined with ancient tomes. The abbot himself was an imposing figure, tall and thin, with piercing blue eyes that seemed to see straight through them. His robes were dark, almost black, and his hands were clasped in front of him as he listened to their request. When Daniel finished explaining their purpose, the abbot remained silent for a long time. Finally, he spoke, his voice deep and measured. The manuscript you seek is indeed here, though it has not been touched for many years. It is said to contain dangerous knowledge, knowledge that could lead men astray. Are you certain that you wish to see it? Amelia felt a knot of anxiety tighten in her chest. Was this what the letter had warned her about? Was the truth hidden beneath the fourth seal really something that should remain hidden? But Daniel, ever the adventurer, nodded firmly. We are certain, Father. Whatever the risks, we must know the truth. The abbot studied them for another long moment, then nodded. Very well. Follow me. They were led deep into the bowels of the monastery, through a series of stone tunnels that seemed to descend farther and farther into the earth. The air grew colder, the walls damp with moisture. Finally, they reached a heavy wooden door, bound with iron. The abbot produced a large key from beneath his robes and unlocked the door, pushing it open with a creak. Inside was a small, dimly lit room lined with shelves. In the center of the room was a single table, and on that table lay the manuscript they had come for. It was ancient, its pages yellowed with age, the leather cover worn and cracked. But despite its age, there was something strangely pristine about it, as if it had been untouched by time. The abbot gestured to the manuscript. Take all the time you need, but remember, some knowledge is best left undisturbed. With that, he left them alone in the chamber, the door closing softly behind him. Amelia and Daniel approached the table slowly, both of them feeling the weight of the moment. This was it, the culmination of their search. But as Amelia reached out to touch the manuscript, she hesitated. What if the abbot was right? What if what they were about to uncover was something they weren't meant to know? Daniel, however, showed no such hesitation. He carefully opened the manuscript, his eyes scanning the ancient text. It was written in Greek, but interspersed with strange symbols that neither of them recognized. As they turned the pages, the symbols grew more frequent, until they seemed to dominate the text entirely. This is incredible, Daniel whispered, his voice filled with awe. This isn't just a manuscript, it's a code, a hidden message, buried within the text of Revelation. Amelia felt a surge of excitement. The letter had been right. There was something hidden beneath the seals, something that had been concealed for centuries, waiting for someone to discover it. But what was it? What did the symbols mean? As they pored over the manuscript, a pattern began to emerge. The symbols seemed to correspond to certain passages in the book of Revelation, particularly those related to the seals and the four horsemen. But there was more to it than that. The symbols also seemed to reference specific locations, places on earth where something significant had occurred. It's a map, Daniel said, his voice barely above a whisper. A map to something. But what? Amelia shook her head, her mind racing. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's been hidden for a reason. We need to be careful, Daniel. This isn't just an academic puzzle. This could be dangerous. Daniel nodded, his expression serious for the first time since they had arrived. I know, but we've come too far to turn back now. We have to see this through. As they continued to study the manuscript, the symbols began to reveal more. They spoke of a great power, something that had been locked away long ago, something that could either save the world or destroy it. and it was tied to the fourth seal, to the pale horse and its rider. The truth was beginning to emerge, but with it came a growing sense of dread. What had they stumbled upon, and what would happen if they followed the trail to its end? Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that they were on the verge of something monumental, something that would change everything they thought they knew about Revelation and the fate of the world. But whether that change would be for the better or worse remained to be seen. Chapter 4, The Trail of the Horsemen. Back in the light of day, the monastery felt less ominous, though the weight of the discovery lingered heavily over Amelia and Daniel. They spent the evening poring over their notes and photos of the manuscript, trying to piece together the next steps. The symbols pointed to locations around the world, places where, according to legend, the four horsemen had been sealed by early Christian mystics to prevent them from unleashing their power. "Here," Daniel said, pointing to a map. "This one matches a site in modern-day Turkey. It's a place known for ancient ruins, but nothing of great significance has ever been found there. I think that's where we need to go first." Amelia nodded. The idea of traveling to Turkey to uncover ancient secrets was thrilling, but the stakes were higher than ever. This wasn't just about solving a historical mystery anymore. It felt like they were playing with forces far beyond their understanding. As they prepared for the next leg of their journey, Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that they were being watched. Everywhere they went, whether it was the airport or the hotel, they seemed to catch glimpses of shadowy figures, just on the edge of their vision. But whenever they turned to look, the figures would disappear, leaving nothing behind but a lingering sense of unease. "We're not alone in this," Daniel said one evening, his voice low. "Someone else is following the same trail we are. They might have been watching us since we left the monastery." Amelia's heart raced. "Who? Do you think it's related to the letter?" Daniel shrugged, but his face was tense. "Could be, or it could be something worse. Whoever it is, we need to be careful. We don't know what they want, or what they're willing to do to get it." Chapter 5, The Ruins of Cappadocia. The flight to Turkey was uneventful, though the tension between Amelia and Daniel had become palpable. They both sensed the invisible presence of their pursuers, but had yet to confront them directly. Their destination was Cappadocia, a land of strange rock formations and ancient cave dwellings, rich in history and mystery. It was said to be one of the places where early Christians had hidden to escape Roman persecution. But hidden beneath the surface of this rugged terrain, Amelia and Daniel believed, was something far more ancient and powerful. The symbols in the manuscript had led them to a specific site on the outskirts of a small village. It was an area rarely visited by tourists. Far from the more famous churches and caves of the region, the landscape was barren, with towering rock formations that looked like something out of a dream. The locals told stories of strange occurrences in the area, lights in the sky, odd sounds echoing from the rocks, and mysterious disappearances. Amelia couldn't help but wonder if these stories were connected to what they were searching for. They arrived at the site early in the morning, armed with their research, tools, and an unshakable determination. The entrance to the cave was almost completely hidden, obscured by overgrown vegetation and centuries of erosion. Daniel cleared the way, pulling aside vines and loose rocks until the opening was revealed. It was narrow and dark, the air inside cool and stale. Amelia hesitated for a moment before stepping inside. "Are you sure this is it?" she asked, her voice echoing softly in the confined space. Daniel nodded, his eyes scanning the walls of the cave. "It matches the coordinates and the description in the manuscript. Whatever we're looking for, it's in here." They ventured deeper into the cave, their flashlights casting long shadows on the walls. The air grew colder the farther they went, and the silence was almost oppressive. After what felt like hours of walking, they came to a large chamber, the walls of which were covered in carvings. The symbols were the same as those in the manuscript, ancient, cryptic, and filled with meaning that eluded immediate understanding. In the center of the chamber was a stone altar, weathered and cracked with age. On the altar was a single object, a large ornate box made of dark wood and metal. It was covered in intricate carvings, depicting scenes from the Book of Revelation, the Four Horsemen, the Seven Seals, the great battle between good and evil. The box seemed to hum with energy, as if it had been waiting for someone to find it. Amelia and Daniel exchanged a glance. This was what they had come for. But what was it? What did it contain? Daniel approached the altar cautiously, examining the box from every angle. "This is it," he said softly. "This is what the manuscript was pointing to, the key to unlocking the mystery of Revelation." Amelia's heart raced as she stepped closer. She could feel the power emanating from the box, a strange, almost magnetic pull that seemed to draw her in. "Do you think it's safe to open it?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Daniel hesitated for a moment before nodding. "We've come this far. We can't turn back now." He reached out and touched the box, his fingers running over the carvings. There was no lock, no visible mechanism to open it. But as he pressed his hand against the surface, the box began to shift. Slowly, almost imperceptibly, the lid began to slide open, revealing what lay inside. Amelia held her breath as the lid opened fully. Inside was a single object, a small, intricately carved stone tablet. The surface of the tablet was covered in the same strange symbols they had seen in the manuscript, but there was something else, something written in a language neither of them recognized. Daniel picked up the tablet, holding it carefully as if it might break. "What is this?" he murmured, his eyes scanning the surface. "It's not Greek. It's not Latin. I've never seen anything like it." Amelia peered over his shoulder, her eyes drawn to the strange writing. There was something familiar about it, though she couldn't quite place it. "Maybe it's a cipher," she suggested. "Something that needs to be decoded." Daniel nodded thoughtfully. "It's possible, but we'll need time to figure it out, and I have a feeling we don't have much time." As if on cue, the sound of footsteps echoed from the entrance to the cave. Amelia and Daniel froze, their hearts pounding. They weren't alone. Daniel quickly placed the tablet back in the box and closed the lid. They backed away from the altar, their eyes fixed on the entrance to the chamber. The footsteps grew louder, closer. Then from the shadows, figures emerged, three men, dressed in dark clothing and armed with guns. The leader of the group stepped forward, his face obscured by the dim light. "You found it," he said, his voice cold and emotionless. "The key to the mystery of Revelation. Hand it over." Amelia's mind raced. Who were these men? How had they found them? And what did they want with the tablet? Daniel stepped forward, his hands raised in a gesture of peace. "We don't want any trouble," he said calmly. "We're just scholars trying to understand what we found." The man laughed, a harsh, bitter sound. "Scholars? You have no idea what you've stumbled upon. That tablet contains the key to unlocking a power far beyond your understanding. It was hidden for a reason, and now you've brought it back into the world. Hand it over, or we'll take it by force." Amelia's heart pounded in her chest. She knew they couldn't let the tablet fall into the wrong hands, but they were outnumbered and unarmed. There was no way to fight back. Suddenly, a flash of light filled the chamber, blinding them all. The air crackled with energy, and for a moment, it felt as if the entire cave was vibrating. Amelia shielded her eyes, trying to make sense of what was happening. When the light finally faded, the men were gone, disappeared without a trace. Amelia and Daniel stood in stunned silence, their minds struggling to process what they had just witnessed. Had it been some kind of divine intervention? Or was it something else, something tied to the power of the tablet? "We need to get out of here," Daniel said, his voice shaky. "We can't stay here any longer. Whatever that was, it's not over." Amelia nodded, her legs trembling as they hurried back through the cave. The tablet, still inside the box, was safely tucked under Daniel's arm. But as they emerged into the sunlight, the weight of what they had uncovered pressed heavily on them. They had found the key to Revelation's mystery, but they had also awakened something far more dangerous. And they weren't the only ones searching for it. Chapter 6: The Order of the Watchers. Back in Istanbul, Amelia and Daniel were on edge. They had narrowly escaped the cave with the tablet, but the danger was far from over. Whoever those men were, they weren't working alone, and it was only a matter of time before they came after them again. They checked into a small hotel under false names, taking every precaution to avoid being tracked, but Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that they were being watched. Every time she looked over her shoulder, she saw shadows moving in the corners of her vision. Every time the phone rang, her heart skipped a beat. They spent the next few days studying the tablet, trying to decipher the symbols and the strange writing. But it was slow work. The language was unlike anything they had ever seen, and without a key to the cipher, they were making little progress. Frustration mounted as the days passed. Daniel was becoming increasingly obsessed with the tablet, spending hours locked in his room, poring over books and manuscripts in search of answers. Amelia, on the other hand, couldn't shake the feeling that they were in over their heads. They had uncovered something far more dangerous than they had ever anticipated, and she wasn't sure they were equipped to handle it. One evening, as they sat in the hotel room, Daniel suddenly looked up from his work, his eyes wide with excitement. "I think I've got it," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. "The symbols, they're not just a cipher. They're a map to something called the Seat of the Watchers." Amelia frowned. "The Watchers? Like in the apocryphal texts? The fallen angels?" Daniel nodded. "Exactly. According to some of the ancient texts, the Watchers were angels who descended to Earth and taught mankind forbidden knowledge. They were eventually cast down and bound in chains, their power sealed away. But some believe that their seat, a place of great power, was hidden somewhere on Earth, guarded by the seals mentioned in Revelation." Amelia's mind raced. "And the tablet, it's the key to finding this place?" Daniel nodded again, his eyes gleaming with excitement. "That's what I believe. If we can decipher the rest of the writing, we might be able to locate the Seat of the Watchers. And if we find it..." He trailed off, but Amelia knew what he was thinking. If they found the Seat of the Watchers, they might uncover a power that had been hidden for millennia, a power that could either save the world or destroy it. But there was another darker thought lurking at the back of her mind. The men who had attacked them in the cave, who were they? And what did they want with the tablet? Were they working for someone else? Someone who had been searching for the Seat of the Watchers for their own purposes? As if in answer to her thoughts, there was a knock at the door. Amelia and Daniel exchanged a glance, their hearts racing. They hadn't told anyone where they were staying. Who could it be? Daniel approached the door cautiously, peering through the peephole. "It's a woman," he whispered. "She looks official." Amelia frowned. "Official how?" Daniel shrugged. "I don't know, but she's alone. Should we let her in?" Amelia hesitated for a moment before nodding. They didn't have many options, and they couldn't afford to ignore potential allies. Daniel unlocked the door and opened it a crack. The woman standing on the other side was tall and elegant, dressed in a dark suit. Her hair was pulled back in a tight bun, and her eyes were sharp, taking in everything around her with a practiced ease. "May I come in?" she asked, her voice calm and composed. Daniel stepped aside, allowing her to enter. Amelia watched her warily as she took a seat at the small. The woman took a seat at the small table by the window, her posture stiff and poised, as if she were ready for anything. She glanced around the room briefly before locking eyes with Amelia and Daniel. Her gaze was sharp, penetrating, and Amelia felt as though she were being analyzed, every detail of her being carefully dissected. "My name is Dr. Celine Devereaux," the woman said, her voice steady. "I work for an organization known as the Order of the Watchers. I believe you have something that belongs to us." Daniel stiffened. Amelia's heart skipped a beat. "The Order of the Watchers?" she repeated, her voice barely above a whisper. "Who are you?" Dr. Devereaux's expression softened slightly, though there was still a hardness behind her eyes. "We are the guardians of certain ancient secrets, secrets that have been passed down through the ages. Our mission is to protect these secrets from falling into the wrong hands. You've stumbled upon something that has been hidden for millennia, something far more dangerous than you can imagine." Amelia exchanged a quick glance with Daniel. "You're talking about the tablet, aren't you?" Dr. Devereaux nodded. "That tablet is not just a key, it's a beacon that will lead you to a place where great power is stored. The Seat of the Watchers is real, and if it's unlocked, it could bring about either salvation or destruction. The forces that sealed it away centuries ago did so for a reason, and now you are standing on the precipice of releasing it." Daniel leaned forward, his eyes narrowing. "If this power is so dangerous, why not destroy it? Why hide it away?" Devereaux hesitated for a moment before answering. Because it's not that simple. The power sealed within the seat of the Watchers is tied to the very fabric of creation. To destroy it would risk unbalancing the world, perhaps even the universe itself. So instead, it was hidden, guarded by ancient orders like ours. But over time, those orders dwindled, and knowledge of the Watchers faded into myth. Now, only a few of us remain, and we've been tasked with ensuring that no one unlocks the power. Amelia felt a chill run down her spine. The weight of what they had uncovered was beginning to sink in. This wasn't just a historical mystery or an academic pursuit. They were dealing with something far bigger, something that could change the course of history. "Why come to us now?" Amelia asked. "Why not approach us sooner?" Dr. Devereaux's expression darkened. "We've been following your progress for some time. You weren't the only ones who discovered the clues hidden in the Book of Revelation. Others, more dangerous forces, are also searching for the seat of the Watchers. The men who attacked you in the cave were part of a group known as the Sons of the Fallen. They are descendants of those who worship the Watchers as gods and believe that by unlocking the seat, they will gain unimaginable power." Amelia's stomach twisted in fear. "What do they want with the power?" "To reshape the world in their image," Dr. Devereaux replied grimly. "They believe that by freeing the Watchers and their knowledge, they will be able to bring about a new age, an age where they rule as gods among men." Daniel sat back in his chair, his mind racing. "So what do we do now? We can't just give the tablet to you and wash our hands of this. We're already involved, and we need answers." Dr. Devereaux regarded them for a moment, then sighed. "You're right. There's no turning back now. The Sons of the Fallen are already closing in. They won't stop until they've unlocked the seat of the Watchers and harnessed its power for their own purposes." She stood up, her gaze hardening once more. "I can help you, but you must understand the Order of the Watchers has been fighting this battle for centuries. We will do whatever it takes to protect the world from what's hidden beneath the seals. If that means destroying the tablet or even preventing you from continuing, we won't hesitate." Daniel and Amelia exchanged uneasy glances. "We don't want to unleash anything dangerous," Amelia said cautiously, "but we also don't want this knowledge to fall into the wrong hands. If there's a way to stop the Sons of the Fallen, we'll help." Dr. Devereaux nodded, seeming satisfied with their response. "Then we'll need to move quickly. The Sons of the Fallen will stop at nothing to retrieve the tablet. We need to reach the seat of the Watchers before they do, and we need to ensure that it stays sealed." Chapter 7: A Race Against Time. The next few days were a blur of frantic preparations. Dr. Devereaux had secured transportation, weapons, and supplies for the journey ahead. She had also brought in several other members of the Order, experienced fighters and scholars, who would accompany them on their quest. Amelia and Daniel spent every spare moment studying the tablet, trying to unlock the final piece of the puzzle. The symbols seemed to reveal locations, ancient sites that were connected to the Watchers and their influence on humanity. Each location was tied to a different seal, and only by deciphering them all could they hope to reach the seat of the Watchers. Their first stop was in Armenia, at the base of Mount Ararat. According to the clues, the mountain held one of the seals, an ancient stone circle that had been hidden for centuries beneath layers of volcanic rock and soil. The journey to the site was treacherous, and the closer they got, the more uneasy Amelia felt. As they climbed higher into the mountains, Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that they were being watched. The air was thin and cold, and the landscape was barren and unforgiving. But something about the place felt wrong, as if they were walking into a trap. Dr. Devereaux shared her concerns. "The Sons of the Fallen know we're coming," she said quietly as they made camp one night. "They'll be waiting for us. We need to be ready for anything." That night, as the group huddled around the fire, Amelia found herself staring up at the stars, wondering what had led her to this moment. She had spent her entire career studying ancient texts, trying to uncover the truth about the past. But now, faced with the possibility of unlocking a power that had been sealed away for millennia, she wasn't sure what to think. She glanced over at Daniel, who was deep in conversation with one of the members of the Order. He seemed excited, almost eager to see what lay ahead. But Amelia couldn't shake the feeling of dread that had settled in her chest. This wasn't just an academic pursuit anymore. This was a battle for the future of the world. The next morning, they reached the site, an ancient stone circle, partially buried beneath the earth. The air was thick with tension as they began digging, carefully uncovering the stones one by one. The symbols on the stones matched those on the tablet, confirming that they had found the right place. But as they worked, Amelia noticed movement on the ridge above them, dark figures silhouetted against the sky. Her heart raced. The Sons of the Fallen had found them. "Everyone, get down!" she shouted. But it was too late. Gunfire erupted from the ridge, bullets raining down on them. The members of the Order scrambled for cover, returning fire as best they could. Amelia and Daniel ducked behind one of the larger stones, their hearts pounding. "We can't let them get to the seal," Daniel shouted over the gunfire. "If they break it, the power will be released." Amelia nodded, her mind racing. They had to protect the seal at all costs, but they were outnumbered and outgunned. As the battle raged around them, she realized that there was only one way to stop the Sons of the Fallen from reaching the seal. They had to destroy it themselves. "Daniel, we have to destroy the seal," she shouted. "If we don't, they'll take control of the power." Daniel hesitated for a moment, then nodded grimly. "Do it!" Amelia grabbed one of the explosives they had brought with them and set it against the base of the stone. She and Daniel retreated to a safe distance, their hearts pounding as they waited for the explosion. When the blast finally came, the ground shook, and the air was filled with dust and debris. The stone circle crumbled, the ancient symbols shattering as the seal was destroyed. The gunfire ceased as the Sons of the Fallen retreated, their plans thwarted for now. But Amelia knew that this was only the beginning. They had stopped the Sons of the Fallen from unlocking the power at this site, but there were still other seals out there, other places where the ancient power lay hidden. As the dust settled, Amelia and Daniel stood together, looking out over the ruined stone circle. They had won this battle, but the war was far from over. "We need to keep moving," Dr. Devereaux said as she approached them. "The Sons of the Fallen won't give up. We have to reach the seat of the Watchers before they do, and we have to make sure it stays sealed." Amelia nodded, her resolve hardening. They had come too far to turn back now. The fate of the world was in their hands, and they would do whatever it took to stop the forces that sought to unleash the power of the Watchers. Chapter 8: The Awakening of the Seals. The journey from Armenia was fraught with tension. Amelia, Daniel, Dr. Devereaux, and the remaining members of the Order of the Watchers regrouped and made their way to the next location, a site deep in the deserts of Egypt. The next seal, according to the tablet's cryptic map, was hidden in an ancient temple beneath the shifting sands of the Sahara. Amelia's mind was a whirl of conflicting thoughts as they traveled. She had spent her life studying history, but now she was living it unraveling the threads of an ancient mystery that threatened the world's future. Her skepticism as an academic had been shattered by the power she'd witnessed. She couldn't deny the existence of forces far beyond human understanding. But what haunted her most was the knowledge that there were those who sought to harness that power for their own dark purposes. The Sons of the Fallen had proven themselves ruthless, and they would stop at nothing to break the seals and release the power of the Watchers. Amelia couldn't help but wonder what exactly lay behind those seals. What was so powerful, so dangerous, that it had to be hidden away for millennia? The group arrived at a small, isolated village near the temple's supposed location, an area long forgotten by time. The villagers were suspicious of outsiders, but after some negotiations and exchanges, they directed the group to an old man, a local guide who claimed to know the desert better than anyone. The man, who went by the name Karim, was thin and weathered by years of surviving the harsh desert conditions. His eyes were sharp and his knowledge of the region extensive. With his help, they set out into the vast, shifting sands of the Sahara in search of the buried temple. As they trekked deeper into the desert, the heat was oppressive, and the wind howled around them, carrying sand that stung their skin and eyes. But Karim was unwavering, leading them through the harsh terrain with confidence. After days of travel, they finally reached the ruins of an ancient temple, half buried beneath the dunes. The temple was a massive structure, its entrance partially uncovered by the shifting sands. Ancient hieroglyphs adorned the stone walls, worn down by centuries of exposure to the elements. The symbols bore a strange resemblance to the markings on the tablet, confirming that they had found the next seal. As they descended into the temple, the air grew cooler and more stagnant. The stone passageways twisted and turned, leading them deeper into the earth. The further they went, the more uneasy Amelia became. The temple seemed to hum with an unseen energy, something ancient and powerful. At last, they reached a large chamber, similar to the one they had found in Cappadocia. In the center of the chamber was another stone altar, and on it lay a second tablet, almost identical to the one they had discovered in the cave. This one, too, was covered in cryptic symbols and writing in the same unknown language. But before they could examine it further, the ground beneath them began to tremble. The chamber walls shook, and the ceiling groaned as though it might collapse. "They're here," Dr. Devereaux said grimly, her hand resting on the hilt of her weapon. "The Sons of the Fallen." The group quickly readied themselves for another battle. But this time, something was different. The air in the chamber seemed to crackle with energy, and the light from their flashlights flickered and dimmed. Amelia could feel something stirring in the air, something powerful, something ancient. Suddenly, a bright light filled the chamber, blinding them all. The ground shook violently, and the air was filled with the sound of rushing wind. Amelia could barely hear Daniel shouting over the noise, but she knew something was happening, something tied to the seal they had found. When the light finally dimmed, Amelia opened her eyes and gasped. The Sons of the Fallen had appeared dark figures standing at the entrance to the chamber, but they weren't alone. Standing among them were figures that seemed to radiate power, their forms shimmering with an otherworldly glow. They were tall, imposing, and their eyes glowed with a fiery intensity. Amelia's heart raced. These weren't just soldiers of the Sons of the Fallen. These were the Watchers themselves, the fallen angels from ancient legend. They had been awakened, their power unleashed, and now they stood before her, their presence filling the chamber with an overwhelming sense of dread. One of the Watchers stepped forward, his eyes locking onto Amelia's. His voice was deep, resonant, and filled with authority. "You have trespassed on sacred ground," he said, his voice echoing through the chamber. "The seals were placed to contain us, to prevent our power from consuming this world. But now you have come to break them. For what purpose?" Amelia felt a lump in her throat. She wanted to speak, to explain that they were trying to stop the Sons of the Fallen, but the words wouldn't come. The sheer power emanating from the Watchers left her paralyzed with fear. Dr. Devereaux, however, stepped forward, her expression fierce and unyielding. "We came here to protect the seals," she said, her voice steady. "The Sons of the Fallen seek to unleash your power for their own gain. We are here to stop them." The Watcher's gaze shifted to Dr. Devereaux, studying her for a long moment. Then, to Amelia's shock, he laughed a deep, thunderous sound that echoed through the chamber. "Foolish mortals," he said, "you cannot hope to contain our power. The seals are merely a barrier, a prison that has kept us bound for centuries. But now that you have come, the time of our awakening is at hand." Amelia's heart raced. The Watcher's words sent a chill down her spine. The seals had not just kept the Watcher's power contained, they had kept the Watchers themselves imprisoned. And now that they had begun to break the seals, the Watchers were awakening. "You must leave this place," the Watcher said, his voice booming with authority. "If you value your lives, you will not interfere in what is to come." The Sons of the Fallen began to advance, their eyes gleaming with anticipation. They had no intention of leaving. They had come to break the seals and unleash the power of the Watchers, and they were willing to do whatever it took to achieve their goal. Dr. Devereaux turned to Amelia and Daniel, her face set in grim determination. "We have to get out of here," she said urgently. "Now." Amelia nodded, her mind racing. They had come to protect the seals, but now they were faced with an impossible choice. If they destroyed the seal, they might stop the Sons of the Fallen, but they would also release the Watchers and their unimaginable power. As they retreated from the chamber, Amelia glanced back at the Watchers. Their forms glowed with an ethereal light, their eyes burning with a fierce intensity. They were ancient, powerful beings, beings that had once ruled over humanity with forbidden knowledge. And now they were awakening, ready to reclaim their place in the world. As they made their way back to the surface, Amelia's heart pounded in her chest. They had only just begun to understand the true nature of the Watchers, and the power that had been sealed away for millennia. But now, with the seals breaking and the Watchers awakening, they were running out of time. The race to the seat of the Watchers had become more urgent than ever. The Sons of the Fallen were relentless, and the Watchers themselves were stirring. The fate of the world hung in the balance, and Amelia knew that the next steps they took could determine the future of humanity. Chapter 9, The Final Seal. The group fled Egypt with haste, knowing that the Sons of the Fallen were now dangerously close to achieving their goal. The next seal would be the last one, and according to the map, it lay hidden in one of the most isolated and dangerous places on Earth, the Tibetan Plateau. The journey was long and arduous, taking them through treacherous mountain passes and remote villages. But with the help of the Order of the Watchers, they made their way to the ancient site where the final seal was believed to be hidden, a secluded monastery nestled in the shadow of a towering mountain. The monastery was ancient, its walls weathered by centuries of harsh winds and freezing temperatures. The monks who lived there were few in number, but they had guarded the final seal for generations, knowing that one day it would be sought by those who would try to unleash the power of the Watchers. The head monk, a man named Tenzin, greeted them with a quiet solemnity. He was an elderly man, his face lined with age and wisdom. "You have come to break the final seal," he said softly, his voice heavy with sadness. "But I fear that once it is broken, there will be no turning back." Dr. Devereaux nodded grimly. "We know, but the Sons of the Fallen are coming. If they reach the final seal, the world as we know it will be lost." Tenzin led them to the heart of the monastery, where the final seal was hidden in a chamber deep beneath the earth. The chamber was filled with ancient relics, statues of deities, prayer wheels, and tapestries depicting scenes from the scriptures. But in the center of the chamber, surrounded by a ring of prayer stones, was the final seal, a large stone tablet covered in the same cryptic symbols they had seen before. As Amelia and Daniel approached the seal, they could feel the power radiating from it. It was almost overwhelming, like standing at the edge of a great abyss. The air in the chamber seemed to hum with energy, and Amelia knew that this was it, the culmination of their journey. If they broke this seal, the Watchers would be fully awakened, and the power that had been hidden for millennia would be unleashed upon the world. But before they could decide what to do, the chamber was suddenly filled with the sound of footsteps. The Sons of the Fallen had arrived. Amelia and Daniel turned to see a group of dark figures advancing toward them, their eyes gleaming with malice. At their head was the leader of the Sons of the Fallen, a man known only as the Herald. He was tall and imposing, his face obscured by a hood. But there was no mistaking the power that radiated from him. He was no ordinary man. He was something more. "The final seal," the Herald said, his voice dripping with anticipation. "We are so close. The power of the Watchers will soon be ours." Dr. Devereaux and the other members of the Order of the Watchers stepped forward, weapons drawn.
"You won't succeed," she said firmly. "We will stop you."
The Herald laughed a deep, menacing sound that echoed through the chamber. "You cannot stop what has already begun. The Watchers are awakening, and nothing will stand in their way. Soon they will rise, and the world will be remade in their image." Amelia's heart raced. This was it, the final confrontation. Everything they had fought for had led to this moment. The fate of the world rested on their shoulders. As the Sons of the Fallen advanced, the chamber was suddenly filled with light. The ground trembled beneath their feet, and the air crackled with energy. The final seal was awakening, its power surging through the chamber like a wave of pure energy. Chapter 10, The Awakening. The light in the chamber grew brighter and more intense, casting long shadows on the stone walls. The air vibrated with an otherworldly energy that Amelia had never felt before. It was as if the very fabric of reality was beginning to unravel, the boundaries between the physical world and the unseen realms breaking down. The Herald and the Sons of the Fallen stood motionless, their faces illuminated by the light from the final seal. A look of triumph crossed the Herald's face, his hands raised as if to welcome the power that was about to be unleashed. His voice rang out, echoing in the chamber like a dark prayer. "The time has come. The Watchers will rise, and we shall be their chosen ones. We will inherit their power, and the world will bow before us. Amelia's heart pounded in her chest as she stepped closer to the seal, the sheer force of the energy almost knocking her back. She turned to Daniel, who was standing beside her, his face set in grim determination. "We have to do something," she whispered urgently. "If the Watchers rise, everything we know, our entire world could be destroyed." Daniel nodded, his eyes locked on the final seal. "We can't let them break it, but how do we stop this? We're running out of time." Dr. Devereaux stepped forward, her face calm despite the chaos surrounding them. "The seal can still be destroyed," she said, her voice steady. "But once it's broken, there's no going back. We must be prepared for whatever comes next." Amelia glanced at the tablet lying on the altar, the key to the final seal. It had been protected for thousands of years, kept hidden by those who knew the dangers of releasing the power of the Watchers. But now that protection had been breached, and the choice to destroy the seal and the power it contained rested in their hands. Without warning, the herald turned and gestured to his followers. "Take them," he commanded, his voice filled with fury. "Kill them all, and the power of the Watchers will be ours." The Sons of the Fallen rushed forward, their weapons drawn, their eyes gleaming with dark intent. The members of the Order of the Watchers immediately sprang into action, drawing their own weapons and engaging in a fierce battle that erupted in the chamber. Amelia and Daniel found themselves caught in the midst of the chaos, the sound of clashing weapons and gunfire echoing all around them. Amelia ducked behind one of the prayer stones as a bullet ricocheted off the wall beside her, her heart racing in terror. "Daniel!" she shouted, searching for him in the chaos. She caught a glimpse of him fighting off one of the Sons of the Fallen, but she knew they couldn't hold out forever. The Sons were relentless, and the Order was outnumbered. Suddenly, a deep rumble shook the chamber, causing the ground to tremble beneath their feet. Amelia looked up just in time to see the final seal crack open, a bright light spilling out from within. The power of the Watchers had been unleashed. The herald stepped forward, his arms raised triumphantly as the light engulfed him. His voice rang out in a triumphant cry. "The power is mine. I am the chosen one." But as the light enveloped him, something strange began to happen. The herald's triumphant expression twisted into one of pain and fear. He screamed as the light intensified, his body contorting as if it were being torn apart from within. Amelia watched in horror as the herald was consumed by the very power he had sought to control. His followers, too, began to scream as the light spread, enveloping them in its blinding radiance. One by one, they fell to the ground, their bodies crumpling as if the life had been sucked out of them. The chamber grew quiet, the light still pulsing from the cracked seal. The Sons of the Fallen lay motionless on the ground, their bodies twisted in unnatural shapes. The Watchers had rejected them, consumed them in their attempt to wield their power. But the danger wasn't over. The seal was broken, and the power of the Watchers was still stirring, waiting to be unleashed upon the world. Amelia turned to Dr. Devereaux, her voice filled with urgency. "We have to stop this. The seal is broken, and the power is loose." Dr. Devereaux nodded, her face set in determination. "We must finish what we started. We have to destroy the source of the power." Amelia and Daniel hurried to the altar, where the tablet lay in pieces. The final seal was cracked, but it hadn't been fully broken yet. They still had a chance to prevent the full awakening of the Watchers. Daniel grabbed one of the explosives from his bag and set it at the base of the altar. He turned to Amelia, his face grim. "Once we destroy this, there's no going back. Are you ready?" Amelia nodded, her heart pounding. She knew the risks. Destroying the seal could mean the end of the Watchers' influence on the world, but it could also mean unleashing whatever was left of their power in a final, cataclysmic event. But they had no choice. The Sons of the Fallen had proven that the power of the Watchers was too dangerous to be left in the hands of anyone. It had to be destroyed. Daniel pressed the detonator, and the explosive went off with a deafening roar. The altar crumbled into dust, and the light that had been spilling from the seal flickered and dimmed. For a moment, the chamber was silent, the air still and heavy with the remnants of power. Then slowly, the light faded, leaving the chamber in near darkness.
Amelia let out a breath she hadn't realized she had been holding. The final seal was destroyed, and the power of the Watchers had been stopped. But as she looked around the chamber, she couldn't help but feel a deep sense of loss. Loss for the knowledge that had been hidden for so long, and for the lives that had been lost in their quest to protect it. Dr. Devereux stepped forward, her face solemn. "It's done," she said quietly. "The Watchers will never rise again." Amelia nodded, her heart heavy. They had succeeded in stopping the Sons of the Fallen and preventing the Watchers from being unleashed. But the cost had been high, and the weight of their actions would stay with her forever. As they made their way out of the chamber and back into the light of day, Amelia glanced back one last time at the ruins of the monastery. The seals were broken, and the power of the Watchers was no more. But the mystery of Revelation and the secrets it held would live on. Epilogue: The Echoes of Revelation. Months had passed since the events at the monastery, but the world had changed in subtle and profound ways. The Sons of the Fallen had been defeated, their plans to unleash the power of the Watchers thwarted. But the echoes of Revelation still lingered, and the mystery of the ancient seals continued to haunt those who had been involved. Amelia returned to her work as a scholar, but she could never truly go back to the way things were. The knowledge of what she had witnessed, the power of the Watchers, the ancient seals, and the hidden forces that had shaped the world stayed with her, a constant reminder of the thin veil that separated the known from the unknown. Daniel, too, had changed. The thrill of discovery had been tempered by the weight of the knowledge they had uncovered. He continued his work as an archaeologist, but with a new sense of caution and respect for the ancient forces that had once shaped humanity's past. Dr. Devereux and the Order of the Watchers continued their mission in secret, guarding what remained of the ancient knowledge and ensuring that the mistakes of the past were never repeated. But despite their best efforts, the mystery of Revelation was far from over. The seals had been broken, but the world had only begun to feel the ripples of the ancient power that had been unleashed. And somewhere, deep in the shadows of history, other forces were stirring, forces that had long been forgotten, but were now waiting for their time to come. For Amelia, Daniel, and the others, the mystery of Revelation was not just a story from the past. It was a living, breathing force, a force that would continue to shape the future in ways they could never fully understand. And so their journey continued, not in pursuit of power, but in the search for truth, a truth that had been hidden for millennia, waiting for those brave enough to seek it.